It's been said that Sunday is the most segregated day of the week, and there's research to back up the notion. For whatever reasons, different ethnicities tend to not worship together, no matter the religion. As part of our Project Milwaukee series on race relations, WUWM's Latoya Dennis visits a local church where diversity is actually part of the appeal.
Central United Methodist Church sits on the corner of 25th and Wisconsin. The neighborhood is largely African American and plagued by poverty. Based on that location alone, it's easy to assume this is your typical black church. But Central United Methodist is anything but typical, especially when it comes to diversity. At today's service, there's black and white and everything in between.
Our values are not tied to our skin color.
That's Pastor Kate Jones.
Some people's experiences may be tied to skin color, but values certainly aren't.
During the service, you can't help but hear different accents as people ask for prayer.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Let us pray for those who are less fortunate more than we do.
Lord, hear
us. Pastor Jones says before coming to Central United Methodist 2 years ago, she presided over churches where the congregations, for the most part, looked like her. White. She says integration works here for one reason.
I think it's a very forward-thinking place where people are just thoughtful and faithful in terms of understanding that not everybody's alike and that we can celebrate difference.
Paul Kinsley and Narcy Peterson can attest to the fact that everyone is accepted here. He's white and she's black, and they've been married for more than 20 years. Peterson says they chose this church because of its diverse nature.
I come from a huge family, and all of my family go to an all-black church. And so I didn't want to go to my family's church. I knew what it was like, and I wanted my husband to come with me, and I wanted to find a church that we both could be comfortable in.
Peterson says that's not to say there's anything wrong with congregations that are all black or all white. That's just not what she and her husband wanted. However, Kinsley is quick to point out that nothing is perfect, and even people at Central United Methodist have their hang-ups.
We're all closet racists in some you know, manner, and so stuff like that comes out, but we try to bring it out in the open and deal with it here.
A recent example of a racial flare-up came about when those handing out communion were made to wear food service gloves for sanitary reasons. There were concerns about swine flu. The communion stewards were black, and somehow word got started that they were asked to wear the gloves because some white members didn't want to take communion from black people. Kinsley and Peterson say discussions about racial matters are trying, but necessary. Kinsley's wife Peterson says if such tensions are swept under the rug, they'll eventually blow up.
We work on it every day, and we make sure that the members of this church know that each one of them is loved by each one of us.
At one point, the church went so far as to bring in a mediator when racial tensions were high. Longtime members Owen Grisham and his wife say things are much better today. Owen says years ago, a church like this would not have been possible in Milwaukee.
Years ago, the town was rather prejudiced. It seemed like we had our little thing over in the Sixth Ward, as they call them. That's where most of the blacks live. And a bridge called Vidoc going to the south side. We dance and go because we had to fight all the time. But as the years went by, everything began to change.
Grisham says he likes the diversity of the church and thinks of its members as family, yet he admits,
sometimes I embarrass myself getting mad at looking at white people. But it's not right. I don't say it's right, but it's just a thing like that.
People have to remember that while values are colorblind, they can't erase hurts of the past, according to Pastor Kate Jones. She says at Central United Methodist, it's all about being open-minded and growing to understand history's impact. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.